You know, have you ever had had a genuine Alabama meal for her?
Oh yeah.
Like a crackling bread
or something. You know what she sent me? Oh, she in bamboo soup. We have just old cane patch out here in the back, just canes, and it's bamboo to her. And she came up here and got some of that stuff and made bamboo soup out of it. But she brought us some.
Did it taste right?
Oh, it was all right. If you knew how to do it, I wouldn't know how to fix it. But they use chicken so much as a base, so. She brought it in a dish and a casserole, and I said, well, I can't take this back empty. That wouldn't be right. I just had, and I worried and worried about what I could cook that she would like in that, take home to her, you know, in that dish. Well, I make a dish out of noodles and ground beef and pepper and celery and soy sauce and all. It's real good. We like it. So I said, well, I believe I'll fix that. And I carried it down there, and it has almonds on the top, just in time for her lunch, and it was hot. And she took the lid off the casserole, and she said, "Ooh, I'm gonna eat this for my lunch. It smells so good," and she liked it. Well, I didn't know whether she would, you know. You didn't know what to do, but I knew I couldn't send it back empty. I had to put something in that bowl before I took it back. But she's just a delightful person, just as attractive as she can be. Her parents are still over there. And
they may be there for quite a while now.
Yeah, and her sister came back with them, and she was married in California. And then I guess they have no brothers. The parents are the only ones that are left over there, and I bet you they tried to get them out too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they could probably still get them out in Thailand. Thailand's not overrun yet, is it?
But I don't know whether that her father would come. He's one of these religious. He's not a monk, as they call him in the Buddhist religion, but
a holy man.
Yeah, he's one of those. Jim, the husband, said he would go in his room and stay for 2 or 3 days just praying and things like. And you wouldn't even see him. I guess that's what you'd call him. And I bet you he wouldn't leave over there.
Not too many Christians do that.
No, that's the truth. They just live in a different kind of situation, everything about them that they do differently. But she's real attractive, and they've had several professors from the University of Thailand have been in America on an exchange program, and they have had them to eat, and they have come to our church, and we have visited with them, and they were just delightful people too, nice folks.
You're going to have to come ride with me or stay here and visit with Sally a little bit. I got to go close up the museum.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Let me turn this off then. Okay, see where we were. Oh, okay. What do you use to carry coal in?
Well, we always use a scuttle.
Okay. All right, and when you have a stove, like a wood burning stove in the kitchen or something like that, what runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stove to the chimney. I guess you're talking about the pipe.
Okay. Is there any difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
Well, you could use a stove pipe for a flue, but you wouldn't usually want to do that. In fact, we had our renter down here to try to do it, and he just was running all sorts of risk for us. Burn down that house. You wouldn't permit it if you saw it. Not the way we use the term down here.
Okay, well, what is the difference then between a chimney and a flue?
Well,
I mean a stovepipe and a flue, and a chimney too.
I would say most installations I've seen where you had a